So, I finally made it up all these steps. Whew. There's an elevator at the bottom of this tower, but it doesn't seem to be working. Just like the lights. Apparently, when the station, WHAM? Yeah, WHAM! When it went dark, they cut off the power. I'm gonna have to talk to somebody about that. For now, though, my handheld light will have to do. These eco-lanterns actually give off more light than you'd think. Either way, I'm using my phone, too. Nothing beats the eerie shadows created by a phone flashlight, right? Ah! As soon as humans leave, critters get in. No matter how secure you think a building is, they always find a way inside. I'm gonna be cleaning cobwebs out of this place for months. They're everywhere. Thankfully, I haven't seen a spider yet. I'm sure it's only a terribly anxious matter of time. All this dust in the studio, jeez. Gonna have to do some dusting, too. Just add it to the list, huh? It looks like we have set up for 2 hosts and a few guests. There's a giant pile of headphones on the side of this desk and— Oh! I guess I'll have to clean that up later. But most of these headphones look good. Maybe a few I can cobble into a working set, but there's plenty of extras to work with. Looks like there's a few microphones already set up too. I can see 2 in this room, but there might be some in those piles on the ground, hopefully still salvageable. We'll have to break out some manuals from the Library of Engineers. There's just piles of equipment stacked everywhere. It's like someone hoarded a bunch of electronics in here before abandoning the tower. There's another room back here, too. I just have to... get... Ah! Well, I'm back in the tower after my last... unfortunate trip. I tried to get to the back room when my foot snagged in a microphone cord. Good news is we have more than 2. but I hit my head pretty bad against the doorknob and had to go to the clinic to stop the bleeding. A very pretty pretty nice doctor named Liz patched me up. Wow. And, you know, now that I think about it, I should get her something for helping me out. Yeah, I should get her a gift. Anyway, since my unlucky fall, I've cleaned this room all up and even made some progress in the back room. There's not a cobweb in sight in this main room, which I'm very thankful for. I was able to sort through those piles and get everything up on the shelves in the corner. There's so much space now, I could probably do a cartwheel up here. Speaking of the back room, when I was done sorting through the mountains of equipment, I found a bunch of old recordings. There's tapes and hard drives and even records. Some of the records seem ancient, with 1940s and 1950s style ads and recordings of old radio shows. I can't wait to get into them. Only problem is that I'm still using lanterns and my phone light to brighten this place up. I did bring a little generator up here to test the equipment to see what works and what I can scrap for parts. Most of the mics work. And the turntables up here look good. I'm definitely gonna need to get some up-to-date computers, though. For now, I might just need to use my own. Now, let's see about this record player. Oh, geez, that's not right. Let's try to turn this down a little. Nope, nope, that's not it either. Ah! Nope, nope. Don't catch fire! Darn it! No, 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 no! This old tech is gonna be the death of me! Now I've gotta take apart the safety pins I rigged and retest the spare particle.
Fireside was written, directed, and produced by Dylan Becker and Gabby Halligan. The voice of Alex was played by James Hartley.
Our artwork and graphic design was created by Anna Meyer.
Make sure to follow Fireside Radio at Fireside_radio on Twitter, like our Facebook page, and be sure to leave a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email us at firesideradio@gmail.com. The team here at Fireside would also like to thank Emily for her love and support. It means a lot. And until next time, I'm Dan Barron, and this was Fireside.